Yes, sir.
David Kennedy.
Yes, David.
I had a chance to talk with President-elect Nixon over the phone.
Good.
And I discussed the budget the way we talked about it yesterday. And of course, it's your budget, as you indicate. However you put it out, will be all right with him. He feels, as I do, that if you come out with the 195 plus or minus whatever you have and the receipt figure in excess of that, that's a good, responsible budget.
Good.
And he'll make no comment against it. He said he will leave all comments up to Mayo and McCracken and me on it. He thinks that the surtax probably can't go off, but it'll depend on Vietnam. That's where he's out is, as you know, and you said that yesterday.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's the way his mind is leaning at this time.
Fine. Well, that's the way we'll look at it, and I'll be back in touch with you as soon as I get up and get settled on the figure.
I wanted to get back to you today,
sure,
just to give you that.
Sure,
and,
sure.
We're all in agreement, and what I would say if they come to me after your budget is out is that at this time, in view of economic conditions as they are, I'm glad it came out with a surplus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's important.
Good.
I think that would be just about as good of endorsement as I can give.
Good.
Then on the detail, we just say we haven't studied it. We look into it as we go along.
Sure.
Now, we cleared the other item, and I think the...
Joe Barr
released something on it.
Yes,
they got to jam it.
Yes. What did he say? Okay.
Yes, he said that if we felt that way, it was all right with him. He said he might diplomatically keep a little burr under somebody's tail on it, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll have no blast on it.
Okay. Okay, David, thank you a lot.
Well, I want to thank Mrs. Johnson for that delicious lunch. She wasn't there when I left.
Well, she appreciated it and enjoyed it.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Very good.
Bye.